Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I speak with Randy Thompson, our political analyst, on a whole host of topics on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this program on February the 11th because we're banking some shows, because we're moving studios, and so we are pleased to welcome Randy Thompson to the program. And amongst other things, she represents small businesses across the state. But I want to start out with your Republican Party. You're a known Republican. I think that most people would think of you as, you know, a center-right Republican. Looking at the elections and the national candidates, what do you make of it? And you can talk about the ones that are in and the ones that are already out. Just your thoughts.
Well, I think this is the season of discontent, and that's why you've got such a broad range of candidates in it. And that's why Trump is doing so well. I think most of us are just fed up with politics as usual, especially the fiscal conservatives in Nevada who feel like the legislature last session and the governor totally turned their backs on us on putting through the commerce tax when we opposed the margins tax. So you've just got a large group of disenfranchised folks who are just saying, I don't want to vote for anybody. And we want trust, and we want to just feel that they're being honest, and we don't want to be lied to. So there's so much frustration, especially in the conservative side of the fiscal conservative side of it. So,
but when you've been involved in politics a long time, mm-hmm. and you've actually worked for the federal government at times in your career, what do you think is it really that different now, or is there just more of a media spotlight reporting on what's not going on?
Well, I'd say, frankly, here in Nevada, we're so frustrated at what happened last session on the commerce tax that really has generated a lot of interest in. We want to find people that we trust and believe in, and there's not that hope. Reagan gave us hope back in the 80s, and that was that inspired us. Right now, we don't have any leaders that are inspiring us. They're angry, and they're just as angry as we are. So in the sense of Trump is taking off because he's tapping into that energy of anger that I think a lot of Americans are feeling nowadays.
Okay, but now, in the last go-around, there was a Republican wave. A lot of people that you would have thought would have been voting your way
didn't. Yeah. Well, that shows you the power of casinos in this state. I mean, if you look at who really was pushing the commerce tax, it goes back to the Kenny Gwynn days, back to 2003.
That's 30 years, actually, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's casinos are still the major employer, because small business is the major employer in this state, but casinos are still a major player in this state, and they have wanted a commerce tax, a gross receipts tax, for 10 years. So that was really what pushed the legislature, and now you can see how they're ponying up this session, and this election cycle. You're watching a lot of big checks being written, which we assumed would be happening in this election.
You know, Randy, you talk about, you wrote a column once for the Reno Gazette Journal not too long ago that 2015 was not a good year for small businesses. Yeah. And it made me think that when Governor Sandoval first ran for office, he ran on a no new taxes platform. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward to 2015, he was the one who really pushed this $1.4 billion tax increase that included the commerce tax, which was opposed by small businesses, manufacturers, truckers, things like that. What are your thoughts on maybe the flip-flop of Governor Sandoval on this issue?
It just shows, I think, back to who really runs the state in political circles, which is gaming, to some extent mining. But if you look at who came to the table to support this tax, it was a lot of the big industries that already have special taxes. And that's what's so weird about Nevada's tax structure. We have a special tax for insurance, gaming, live entertainment, casinos, and mining. So you've got all those industries that said, okay, now it's time to go tax general business. And if they'd just been honest and say, we want to eventually get rid of the payroll tax for everybody, so let's implement a commerce tax and make it a broad-based tax and get rid of the payroll tax, which seems to be the plan in the long run, that'd be great. But there was just so many backroom deals, and it was the flip-flops, and it was people going back on their word. And I think that is what is so angered us. And it's very topical here because we are now looking at the Rubios and the Cruises that are saying, have you been true to your word? Have you followed through? So more than anything, Sam and Ray, this year, it's about who is going to be honest with us and true to their word. And that's really hard to find in this political spectrum.
You know, this commerce tax that went through, what are you concerned about in 2017? Because getting the commerce tax passed and the rates for all the different businesses, It seems like the camel's nose is inside the tent now, where these rates could be somewhat easily adjusted or increased. What do small businesses fear that going into the 2017 session?
I've already had one. John Ellison and I were chatting a couple months ago, and he said he's already hearing how they're trying to primary against the conservatives. The Republicans are trying to primary in the conservatives because they want to lower that $4 million to $500,000. So yes, we're very concerned about that rate. In the same way, the same people that were opposing the tax who came to the table towards the end of the session and were sitting at the table in support of the tax, I asked them why. They said, well, the governor changed our rate. It's that blatant. It was that political. So yes, the people that cut a deal came to the table in support of this tax because they got their rate reduced. Now, and it's not now just the tax that it's $4 million. Everybody keeps saying, oh, small business is not going to be impacted by this tax. Every business in the state has to do the paperwork. So it is still an arduous task to even just do the paperwork. They might not be paying the bill yet, but I am very concerned they're going to lower the rate.
Is that why people like Senator Pete Gokachia were concerned about this tax would start up a Nevada Internal Revenue Service?
Well, it is. The Department of Taxation is already adding staff. They know they had to add at least 20 people to just implement this tax. So it's a crazy tax to implement in the first place. And 80% of Nevadans said they didn't want it. And it's very similar to what was being proposed just 2 years ago. So again, it's just that frustration of we said no to this. And when did education become the burden to the business community? Education is a societal thing. We all benefit. All taxpayers benefit from a better educational system. So why not share the burden, come up with a sales tax on services to some extent, broaden the base, lower the rate, as Paul Enos always says. But that's not what they did. They put the onus of education onto the business community, and even then, they put it onto a very small segment of the business community because it's $4 million and above.
All right, let's take a break. More with Randy Thompson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Randy Thompson. She's our political analyst on the conservative side.
Well, Randy, in the last session, I want to change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
You were instrumental in getting a bill passed that would allow wineries and winemakers in Clark and Washoe County, especially Washoe County, has a climate that is conducive to growing grapes and thusly making wine. Where does that stand now, and what progress has been made after that bill has been passed?
It's actually been exciting. We've actually had a couple from Murphy, California, who wants to relocate now to Reno. So they've been to this area twice. We've taken them in to meet with Washoe County to talk about the regulations.
And they're big winemaking.
They're a winemaking. Yeah, it's a couple. It's called Boyle McDonald, and they're very interested. They love Reno, and they want to move to Reno, and they're going to bring their wine. They're going to bring their winery here. We've also got, I'd say, half a dozen guys right now that are meeting with Washoe County to specifically work on the regulations there that are growing grapes now and making wine, and some great ones. One of the guys, Chuck Tremaine, lost 478 cases of wine in that Washoe fire that we had a couple years ago. And so, I mean, these guys are really seriously making wine, but they haven't been able to do direct sales. And that was the key point,
right.
Was the direct sales. So there's some stipulations in the bill that we agreed to that are preventing, I think, a growing industry here. I'm sure we'll be back at the session next year to kind of talk about making some changes to it. But we needed to start small, and we needed to prove that we could do it. And I'm hoping by this summer we should be having some grapes grown along hillsides and some wineries popping up.
What about in Clark County?
We haven't seen. There's a great group down there called Grape Expectations, and they are the wine. They're kind of the wine consultants.
The Dickens wine consultants.
Yes. Exactly. So they're really fun. So I think they're reaching out down there. I'm not as actively involved. But I'm hoping that the Perump Winery and the Sanders family have been taking this to heart. And they've been actually looking at how they can expand their businesses now into Clark, which would be great. And they are still allowed to have a second tasting room. The bill grandfathered in the existing four wineries, which is another irony. We have the fewest wineries of any state in the nation. And yet we are surrounded by California, Oregon, and Washington, which are the three biggest grape growing and wine producing states. So we're just ripe for grape growing at this point.
That's good.
I know, I hate that pun.
Let me ask you about business in general, because you were saying 2015 was not a great year for small business, but it seems to me, certainly in Washoe and Clark counties, and Story County, and now coming on Lyon County, that we're going to see a tremendous boon first of all, an opportunity, and then for people to make money with all the growth that's coming. I mean, you know, you're seeing on a major level the recent announcement of the acquisition of John Squaga's Nugget by Marnell Gaming. I mean, people are starting to see, you know, in Faraday Future and Tesla and Switch, and it just keeps going on and on and on. Are you optimistic that 2016 is the gateway year for small businesses to open and thrive?
Well, I should clarify that when I said 2015 wasn't a good year for business because of the legislation. In 2015, in just one quarter, small business created 12,000 jobs in 3 months. And we didn't get a tax break. We didn't ask for tax credits. We didn't ask for abatements. And yet the state legislature passed the Tesla and the Faraday deals. Combined, those are going to create 10,000 jobs over a 20-year period. And yet they're getting billions of dollars in tax credits.
But they also,
so that's the frustration.
Okay, but they're also an attraction. I mean,
no doubt.
You know, small businesses may have created 12,000 jobs, but they did not get worldwide coverage of the fact that there was a business park that can do business and get you a grading permit on day one. And I acknowledge, as always, that Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is one of our proud sponsors. But that publicity around the world, you know, Elon Musk says in a recent story in the Reno Gazette Journal that it wasn't the incentives, it was the ability to get things done was the reason they made the decision to move to Story County.
Well, I will give kudos to Lance Gilman and Roger Norman all day long because of what they started at Trick has started a tremendous influx of business that has trickled down. Eugene Hoover, who runs Silver State Couriers, has been building up his business over the past several years because of Trick, not necessarily because of Tesla. But I'm a PR person. Believe me, Tesla's been great for the state. Faraday's been great for the state. It's putting us on the map. Apple and Microsoft, all those companies are great for the state. What's frustrating, though, is that we are seeing tax increases on Nevada businesses that are here and working and providing jobs day after day, and we have to use incentives to bring those other companies in. Now, again, the PR, I know.
That's the way it works,
that's the price we're paying. That's the price we're paying. But it's just frustrating that small business doesn't get a little more respect with our state government.
Okay, you mentioned Trick. I wanted to tell our viewers and listeners that that's the Tahoe Reno Industrial Complex.
Yep.
One thing I want to get back to this winery bill. Now, you were involved in changing the DeAndrea Golf Club clubhouse into a winery, but one morning I woke up and the thing burned down.
Yeah.
And they
not her fault.
No, it's not your fault.
I was in Florida.
But they had a security camera show people leaving the scene of the fire like it was arson. Has anything happened or anyone been arrested for that fire at the DeAndrea Golf Club?
I'm hoping within the next, I'm going to say 2 months, just because the wheels of justice are slow. Yes, we've met with the Sparks Fire Department. I've actually talked to the DA that's handling the case. We are the project manager to convert the golf course into something, and we have to get homeowner approval. So we are part of the project. We're not the owners of the land, but the owners of the land are essentially very anxiously waiting to see what's going to happen. But we do have a videotape of six people leaving the site. I've been told that there will be charges soon, and there's no insurance on the building. And this was, so you can't sit there and say it was insurance fraud. There was actually no insurance on the building, so we're waiting for that the wheels of justice to be moving. But we should see some prosecutions before
okay,
too long.
DeAndrea Golf Club. I just thought of this. Could that's no longer being used for golf, could that eventually become a winery?
That's the intent. I mean, that's what we're looking at doing, at getting soil samples up there to look at growing hops as well as growing wineries, I mean grapes. But, yeah, we think that would be a great place to have the first real big commercial winery.
Okay, hang on a second. We have to take a break and make some money because this small business needs to make money. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Randy Thompson.
Randy, I can't believe I filled three segments already. This is nuts. I'm usually in that chair, and it's a lot easier.
Interviewing John Kasich, as Ray and I did just a couple of weeks ago, I asked him what he would do with the used nuclear waste from Ohio, and he said one word, yucca. Your thoughts on where we are with yucca, and if there ends up being a Kasich presidency, we will see, but... you know, what's going to happen there?
Well, my position has changed over the years from a nuclear waste site to a reprocessing and recycling facility. I still think that the Nevada test site should have been turned into more of a recycling reprocessing area. We've had the best minds in the world working there for decades anyway. So we're going to get yucca at some point. And yes, especially an Ohio governor who's got a lot of spent fuel rods sitting around his state, Illinois, Ohio, a lot of those big nuclear states.
Well, and Chuck Schumer, when he becomes minority or majority leader, they got nuclear power plants in New York State as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. We have to do something with it. I just hope that we use 21st century technology instead of the stuff we came up with in the 1970s, which is just stick in the ground. It's still a very viable product. And the price of uranium is what's holding back any kind of recycling and reprocessing of spent fuel. But there's still a great economic opportunity out there to turn this waste into power. So I'm hoping that's what we can do.
It's 100 miles, 90 miles from Las Vegas. What if there's an accident at Yucca? What happens to tourism in Las Vegas, and if it was hurt, it would devastate our economy?
Well, I'm going to totally disagree with you on what kind of accident can happen with a spent fuel rod that's about this size, that's in a glass tube and a steel container.
For our friends on the radio,
the size of my thumb about that. It is very, very minimal risk of danger. The biggest issue that the environmentalists came up with was a seeping into the groundwater. Well, that's if you keep it in there for a million years. We're not talking about it. We're talking about putting that stuff in the ground for at the most 50 years, because the half-life will be much more reduced if you recycle it.
Randy, smarter people than I am, and I'm referring to Sig Rogich, has brought up the idea that an accident can happen at Yucca, and it would devastate the tourism economy in Las Vegas.
Well, I look at how we, in the 1950s, people came out to watch nuclear explosions in Vegas. So Vegas has a history of dealing with nuclear that just goes beyond probably most states can understand. But I'll just disagree with Sig, who my dad put through Hell Week at UNR at the SAE house. I love Sig, but there's a reason that people came up with those kind of statements, and that's to prevent Yucca from ever happening.
Okay, on another front, MGM, Wynn Resorts in the Las Vegas Sands, they're going to exit NV Energy.
They'd like to if they can afford it.
If they exit the power grid, what impact would that have on small businesses and just people in general?
Well, you're looking at 7% of the grid leaving. So there is 7% of that capacity that now is going to have to be spread out over all of the rest of us ratepayers. And it's not as much the power as it is the infrastructure. This is a big state. We have a lot of power lines. It's not a cheap power grid to run. So I've been very concerned about the role, what small business will see if these large guys are able to leave the system.
But isn't that the whole point of the PUC coming in and saying it's going to cost you, I think it's like somewhere in the order of $125 million for these companies to leave?
$122 million. 120 plus.
Okay, out of my league. But that is to mitigate the effects of them leaving, because that's the amount of money the PUC says it would cost the ratepayers if they would just leave without any penalty. So that's the penalty.
Yes, but Steve Wynn is now putting that into court. He's now fighting that, saying that the PUC came up with those numbers arbitrarily and that it's too high and they're not going to, so it's going to discourage them from leaving, which would be good for all of us ratepayers. I think more than anything, though, it's just the frustration that once again, a small group of powerful businesses are able to negotiate a deal while the rest of us are stuck paying whatever rates we have to. And I mean, Nevada Energy's brought rates down the past few months, so that's been good. I mean, the price of oil's coming down. So we're getting a better deal on that. But it is frustrating to see that, once again, we're the biggest employer. Small business is the biggest employer in the state, and yet we don't have the clout or that ability to go and negotiate. And so we're stuck paying the bills.
Small business needs to own a casino.
We'll
be right back. Thank you, Randy. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Got a car? Got a title? Turn them into cash with Title Max.
I got $1,000.
$2,500.
$10,000. Title Max accepts all makes, all models, and you can get your cash in as little as 30 minutes. Title Max has competitive rates in over 1,200 locations. Next time you need cash, take your title to Title Max and say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Car trouble happens. We could show you people stuck on the side of the road, but you know what that looks like. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a get it card. Need a tow? Get it. Need a battery? Get it. Need a tire changed? Get it. Need gas? Get it. 24/7. Anytime, anywhere. All by AAA certified road service technicians. And unlike some other roadside services that only go with your car, the AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. Plus, you get discounts for shopping, restaurants, hotels, car repairs, and more, which can easily pay for the cost of membership. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. $56. Hey, over 50 million AAA members think it's worth every penny. The AAA card. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-771-4144.
I'm attorney Jesse Coulter. There are lots of good people out there, but good people still get arrested for a DUI. A DUI carries mandatory jail time, and good people are not immune from this. I've defended thousands of good people on these charges. What's your freedom worth?
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next show.